in Shar Dalet Perek Yud, and we are discussing the very seldom used but fascinating concept of Malbush Elyon, or the Nefesh, Malbush Hanelam, rather. It's the hidden Malbush. Hidden Malbush. But the Nefesh HaChaim alludes to the fact that the Mekubalim talk about a world which is beyond the Arba Elamais, which, if you, as we all dabble in these inyanim, this is a chiddush nifla, that there is, just to get it again, we're going to learn inside, it's asiya, yitzira, bria, atzilus, and then sort of like the, let's look at it just visually, at the roof, the gag of atzilus is the malbush nelam, and that's as far as anybody's going to go. In other words, maybe can everybody use themselves?
Can everybody please mute if you're not talking?
So what is this Malbush Hanelam? And instead of me explaining it, I want to learn it inside. This little piece we learned, but there's, as you can see, a few pages, and let's just go through it. It's in pretty simple Hebrew. This is an introduction to Rebellia. Rishol Elia Weintraub. Somebody asked me who he is, and I just didn't explain, but let me explain who Rishol Elia Weintraub is. Is that he was the, he's an American. He was born in Brownsville, New York. He was a Talmud of Rav Huttner, a very close Talmud of Rav Huttner. Back in the 60s, he already lived in Eretz Yisrael and moved to Eretz Yisrael. And he became very, went in the Kollel Chazon Ish, I believe, and he became very close to Rav Shach. And he was a Mekubal. I think he wrote, if I'm just guessing, somebody could Wikipedia or something, I think he wrote probably five Sfarim. And then in a certain way.
Pedro, can you remind everyone to mute themselves?
In a certain way.
Pedro, can you remind everyone to mute themselves?
Yeah. Okay, everybody mute themselves. I'm asking. One second. Let me see who the culprit is. Everybody's muted.
It's usually the people who call in on a cell phone need to mute themselves manually.
Okay.
I don't have a mute button, so I'm sorry if it's me that's disturbing everybody.
No, you're not. Okay, you're not bothering me. Anyway, so that's Rebellia Weintraub. He became, in a certain way, the Mekubal Hadar, particularly in the Litvish world. So here, he starts off as follows. Let's just go through this. Gam ki sharsha elyon, explaining Malbush Hanelam. So follow with me. It's a high level shir. Gam ki sharsha elyon shalat harasinu akdosh. This is a quote from the Nefesh HaChaim. Hu ha-elyon shebo elamais hanikraim elamais ha-ein saif. That the Olam HaShelyonim, that means the world of Atzilus and beyond, is the world of infinity. Now, between the world of infinity and the world that we live in, there's a bunch of steps. Zeh Dvarim Adin. These are delicate matters. Ach Nevar Ben Ksat, I want to explain them a little bit. Reishis Tzarech Leda, first of all, we have to know. Delifnei Baruch Sha'amar V'hoya Ha'olam. It doesn't mean the Tefillah, it means the Hashem. Before Hashem spoke and created the world, and this is Baruch Shamar Vahaya Olam, that's what we're talking about when we say Baruch Shamar, but the expression, Lifnei Baruch Shamar Vahaya Olam, before that event, Ein Hasaga Klal Uklal. We have no idea. Elishakol Olam Yeshloi Eshir Shaloi. Every world has Eshir Shakama Hisgalolano Mipuloisav Yisparach. What amount of Eshir means an amount. What is the amount of gilui that you will find in each one of the worlds? According to what that world is capable of reflecting in terms of the gilui of Yisparach Shmai. Oilam Hagashmi will be Yitzuras Viluchei Oilam Hagashem. Where do you see God in the world of Gashmias? You see it in Gashmias. Lamala Mizat. That's what we see. In other words, everything that we see day in, day out, you look at your garden, you look at your sidewalk, you look at everything, the happiness and the sadness of the world. It's all part of the Olam Hagashmi. After that, you go to the Olam HaMalachim. So that's what we call Yetzira. And everybody knows that that's where the Malachim live, work, operate. They work in the Olam of Yetzira. Sorry, one second, I'm just going to turn on my thing. Shom, Hiskala, Inyan, the Godless Yoiser, the Olam Shalamala Mizeh, Olam Shalamala Mizeh, Shinispar, Bishar Aleph, Shuhu Olam Hakise. There's a world which is on top of the world of Yetzira, which is often called Bria, but it's also called the Olam of the Kisei HaKavod. What happened in the world of the Kisei HaKavod? Bria. Kisei HaKavod, by the way, is not God's chair. What it means to say is that this is where God starts to bring the process of Gashmius begins with the Kisei HaKavod. It's not the throne. It's just a mashal. So it's more delicate. There's a world called Etzloi, which we call what? Atzilus. Achakol maschil, but where does it all begin? Mibarach sha'amar v'haya ha'olam. Eladchol ha'olam megala zelufi erchet. Now the difference is, it's the same Hashem, and it's the same energy, if you will, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it is coming, its revelation is different than every world. L'mashal. Shlomo HaMelech HaChacham Mikol Adam. When Shlomo HaMelech, who was a Chacham Mikol Adam, Kishadibur Im Yisrael, Dibur Im Kolecha Lufi Ercha. He's just like Shlomo HaMelech had this koach to speak to each person according to who he was. Even if he spoke to a little child, it was gevaldike chachma. It's not like he dumbed himself down. He made the message more manageable for a katan. Godless Hashemai, that's a mashal. Amnam shaymim mitoichan advarim, shehem divrei chachma muflagim, you would look into the toichan, and that's why, by the way, those that, the chazal, the midrashim, they looked at the things that Shlomo HaMelech said, even to the simple people, and they learned deep shot in them because they know that everything he said was a deep shot, but he presented it in a different way for Katanim and a different way for Gedolim. So you can't compare the Shlomo Hamadabirim Asarim Shalayil Kashimadabirim Stam Bnei Adam Bachutz. Right? Ushamarak Lavirach, Vachem Khan. A call who may Shamar Bahoya, Oila, make no mistake. Everything comes from Hashem, he who said, and the world was created. Matthias Oilam, the world that we live in right here, I know Gilui Mikvoida Yisparach Lafias Sagas, Oisa Oilam Shiesh Makore Lahakol. Achlifneze ein shum tfisav ein maladaber klau. So much because of a Rambam, the me'amitas him tsa'oi nimsu hakol. That everything started, the whole world. Let me just take a break here for a second. In other words, the essence of Yiddishkeit, religion, spirituality, the essence of everything is to be able to understand that there's more to life than science. Nobody's necessarily saying that science is not the right thing, but there's definitely more to world than science. There's what you see, and then there's what you don't see. Yeah. So we are makabel that there are worlds above us, and that we can even have some kind of an approach or a havana. What we don't have, a hasagah, says the Rambam, is Hashem Himself. Amitas, he calls it Amitas Himsoi. I'll point out the Rambam uses the word MS a little differently than the way we use the word MS. We have MS like I'm telling the truth, not telling the truth. But the word MS actually refers to the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Galashesh Makar Hakal, Vihi, Vinia Tzvi. If Mispar Le'el, is everybody following me? Mispar Le'el B'Shar Aleph. We have words for these that we just described. I already said it before. There's a noise in the background, which is very disturbing.
Does the person on cell phone have us on speaker? If that's the case, then there's going to be a lot of feedback.
So maybe just hold it by your ear and listen to it. Nisper le'el b'shar alef le'el shemes olam shel dalad olamos u'b'chol olam yesh pratim le'en shir. We know that there are four olamos and there are pratim le'en shir. Olam ha'tachtayin, we're repeating what we said, but olam ha'tachtayin, this is the first world, the world we live in. Olam ha'isam ha'lochim. Olam shelamala mezehu olam ha'strofim. Olam ha'neshamos makam ha'tainu v'asulavai v'zeh olam ha'kiseh. Let's just stop on that for a second. The olam, which is the olam what we call Bria, has a few things going on there. It's a complicated world. First of all, you know, I think I'm hearing, Dan, what am I hearing myself back? Is that what
I'm saying? I'm not sure. If people could just remember to mute. And
yeah, no, there's an echo. There's an echo from the roof. Yeah, there's an echo somewhere.
Yeah, so if someone's got us on speakerphone, there's going to be some feedback.
Okay. Do I have a...
There's... The number here seems to come from that 0583244117.
Yes, sir. Avram, if that's you, I believe, if you can mute your phone,
that's me.
Figure out a way to mute yourself, please. Yeah. That would make a big difference. You keep coming up. It's lighting up. Your number keeps lighting up.
We're Avram. Come on.
I don't have a mute.
Okay. Avram, are you on speakerphone?
I don't have a mute button.
So I wanted to point out that there is...
Maybe the Rav can commute everybody that will take care of it.
And do it well.
I think from a computer, the Rav can have control to mute someone.
Just 1 second. Okay. I redid that. Thank you. I'm sorry for the disturbance.
Perfect. Thanks, Rebbe.
Okay. So I wanted to point out that in the Olam of Bria, there's actually a number of things going on. This is something that we just learned now. Just look at the words carefully. Olam shelamala mezehu olam hasrafim. First of all, there's two kinds of malachim. There's a malach of sraf, the srafim, what do we say? As hasrafim v'yifanim v'chayos hakodesh, right? There are three kinds. But srafim are in the world of Bria, and Malachim that we're more familiar with, like Raphael and Gavriel and Uriel, those are in the world of Yetzira. Makes a big difference, by the way. You'll see in life it makes a big difference where these Malachim sit. The difference between Srafim and Malachim and Srafim, Oifanim v'chayis hakodesh Oifanim, are those that are like Yecheskel saw, which Oifanim, like wheels, like they're holding the Shechina. But the Srafim, the point I want to make is the Srafim last for a second, poof, Srafim, they're Nisraf. That's what the Srafim are. Whereas the Malach Hamavis, for instance, or Eliyahu Malach HaBris, is always there. So that's a big difference between them. In the world of Bria, you have the Srafim, Olam ha'neshama is in that same world as the neshamas. Every neshama, that means your neshama, my neshama, every neshama is created tachas kisei ha'kavod. Obviously, that's in a place of Bria that came together with the Bria Sa'olam. Hashem made neshamas, not people, but neshamas, and he made srafim. And over there is the makam ha'tayin, this was a bit of a chiddush to me, that's a makam ha'tayin of la'asalavai. That's where we get to go when we go to Shemayim. Makom ha'tainuglos, when we pass away, makom ha'tainuglos ilavoi v'zehu olam hakisa. In other words, we don't, a person passes from this world and you're a tzaddik, you don't hang out in the world of Atzilus, you hang out in the world of Bria. Anybody know that? It's good. Plan your future. Sham Rayim, there you can see where everything is pure and just being created. Sham Rayim is a behirus, you see clarity. Shekola Bria hi ra kisei l'chvoidei. And you see, and here we have a glimpse at the definition of kisei ha'kavod, that the whole Bria is actually a kisei for his kavod. From there you can see that everything is l'man shemoy. That's what kisei means. Kisei is the same lashon as a merkava. Just because you're going to go to up one step and get to see Raphael and Uziel and Ariel and even Eliyahu and Navi, you're not getting the clarity yet because you're too close to this world that you get from the Olam HaBriya. You're not up to the clarity. And then there's yet a higher world, Shabihira Sham Yoiser Gedoyla. There's even more clarity. Hainu Eich Pu Loisav Yisparach Shmoy Nifchanim Be'enav Yisparach. Listen to this. In the higher world of Atzilus, you're still not God. You didn't get to God. But what you have is you're seeing, like, the whole world from our world, we see things the way we see them from our point of view. In the world of Atzilus, you're already getting it from Hashem's point of view. So it's a look downward instead of a look upward. And that's even different. In other words, we can understand everything with clarity, but we still are not going to be able to see what Moshe Rabbeinu was begging Hashem to see. And that is the Olam, which is Lamala Mehakise, where I want to understand things from how you see them. Okay, you're not going to see them now. I know Eich Puloisa Bisparach Shmoy Nivchanim Be'enav Yisparach. The Anu Royim Akol Be'naim Shalono. So far, we see everything with our eyes. V'sham Misra Akol Ba'avchana Shemitzidoy Yisparach. But there, you can see things from Hashem's eyes. V'kan Omar Odarga Gavoa Mizeh V'adina Yosef. You ever think of the word Gan Eden, as I pointed out last time, is the word Adin. Delicate. Mikan Omar Odarga Gavah Miza Beadina Yoser, there's even a higher world. Shizagam Nichlal Bevahaya Ha'olam. Baruch Shamar Vahaya Oilam Vaolam Ze Nikra Taira. This is the new world that we're talking about. A whole new look at Taira. Zeshmoy. Lo, there's an underline this. Lo Shiesh Oilam Behumigala Shiesh Makar. It's not the pshat that Taira is an interpretation of a certain world. The world is called Tyre. Bisham si habihirut ubitsir acher lagamri de kuchabrihu Tyre ikra. Now, in other words, let me put it in my words, that without Tyre, you could become very spiritual. But you're still seeing things mitzidenu. When you get to the world of Tyre, it's a world, it's a chefza of a world. We call it Tyra because it came from that world. That's why we call Tyra Tyra. But really, Tyra Oira, Oiraisa, it's Or. From there, we can see the source of Or. And by accessing the Tyra, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was able to accomplish. We see things not just like with very spiritual and holy eyes, but we actually see things mitzidoi and not mitzidein. That's the chefs of the world, the Tyra, new world, the new world of Tyra.
Is that the bittel that he refers to previously of the in Megarme Klum? Like that's the meaning. There's no negius in it. That it's rock.
Let me reiterate and clarify that. In order to learn Tyra, you're following well. In order to learn Tyra, and approach that world of understanding, you have to have your Shemaim v'Yirazu Malchus. That's what we learned in previous chapters, that your Shemaim is Malchus. So in order to access the highest world of Torah, the only way to do it is to personally divorce yourself and separate yourself from yourself. Doesn't mean that you're not allowed to eat. You know, although Moshe Rabbeinu Mayim Loishas, he said, Lechem Loyachalt, he didn't eat, he didn't drink, didn't sleep. But it doesn't necessarily mean that, but a L'chol HaPach is to separate ourselves from our ego. And that becomes the Malchus, which is the prerequisite for anybody on this world understanding the world of Torah, which is in a whole different place. Mashenemer Oilam Oysainsayt, the Menafesh HaChaim referred to Oilam Oysainsayt, the worlds of infinity. Sham Misra'e Bebehirus HaYoyser G'doyla. In the world of infinity, you get the most clarity, Shamakar Rishon, Ein Lo Tichlov, Ein Lo Tachlos. And if you trace things all the way back to the beginning, there is no world. Now, I don't know how science or anything like that understands it. But in other words, mathematicians speak about infinity. And this world is clearly finite. But I don't know that anybody other than Mekubalim speak about reaching infinity from a finite world. That there's such a thing as infinity, there's such a thing as infinity. That we're finite, that's clear, finite. Everything has an end and a beginning. But that there's something that, and like I said before, this is the essence of Yiddishkeit, really. That there's something that can bring us from, even within our finite worlds, by, as Dan says, practicing Lishma, so then we're actually approaching infinity. So we have this very, very fascinating thing that we can do of finity or finitude approaching infinity.
Rabbi Heba, I was wondering when human beings go out of the Earth's atmosphere and then they there's no gravity, so they become weightlessness. So is that like a physical marshal for us to understand the spiritual side of this?
It might be a mashal, but wherever anybody's going is still the world of Gashmius. You know, whether they're in the atmosphere, troposphere, stratosphere, whether you're looking at the stars, whether you're looking at the, that all of that is not yet the Shamayim. It's the Rakia, but it's not the Shamayim. So the Rakia is, that's everything Hashem created. And by the way, L'chulayim Shemus Yikro. So every one of those stars and every one of those planets has an effect on our world here too, as we know. But it's not, you're not there yet, because we're talking about a spiritual place, not a physical place.
So according to what Rebbe is saying, isn't that the Musar, the Yisoda of Yisrael, the rights of Yisrael?
Yes, that's exactly what he's explaining. Let's leave the Yisrael out of it, but the ability of Yisrael to attach through Ayraista and thereby to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a travel to infinity. If we don't understand this, Ladati, it's not like we're not understanding some Kabbalistic concept. We're missing what Yiddishkeit is. that's what Yiddishkeit is. Okay, further.
Is this above Atzilus? And we said the R originates from Atzilus, but we cannot access that. So
Well, that's what he's going to explain. We can access something from the roof of Atzilus, which is the Malbush Hanela. So that's where we get a touch of infinity, a touch.
So it's kind of the bottom of the Malbush is the top of Atzilus, and that or we can access. But the original or of Torah coming from the Malbush, we do not access. Or
I think your geography is wrong. The top of Atzilus, before you get to the worlds where we have no kesher to, which the Rambam calls Amitas Himatzai, is the Malbush Elyon. We can bang our head on the Malbush Elyon, and if we do it right, we actually are in touch with infinity. Halavai, these should be not words and get into like real practice, but right now we're learning words.
That's the kesher shall fill in that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed.
Yeah. So let's let Rebellion talk, because he talks about this. You see, the every world that you're in, whether it's Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, the world above it seems infinite. That's what you said, Yoni, right? The world above it seems infinite. Aval achzeh kol be'erach hois ha'olam, that's only relative to the world that we're in. V'sham ba'olam hois ha'ein sof, but in the world of infinity itself, einoi be'erach hin ela be'etzem ein sof. It's not relative to our world, you know, like you say, there's no gravity. So it seems kind of more infinite, if gravity has something to do with infinity. But it's only relative. Everything is relative. It's all relativity from our world to the next world to the next world. But when you get towards the world of Torah, you're talking about Be'etzem Ein Sof. Beheim Olamos HaTorah. Well, Bilshonis Kadmoni, Chochmas Emes, and the early Mekubalim, and he means the Ramami Pano, the Ramchal. Bilshonis Kadmoni, Chochmas Emes, Kinuas Olamos HaTorah, Olamos HaMalbush. So here we have a synonym where we that the Olam of Torah means the Torah we're learning, Rav Abaya, is the Olam of Malbush. That's what we're approaching there, Pirush. The Reha Mitasai Nelama. Vihimatsai Hugilagolui Ubarur. Visiha Giloi has a Nimsaba Torah. The ultimate Giloi is in Torah. When you look at Torah this way, it's like it's actually a Giloi of infinity. Which is, by the way, how it's possible to say Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Yeah? How could you ever say Elu ve'elu divrei either when there's right and there's wrong? No, there's only right and wrong in a finite world. There's not right and wrong in an infinite world. You could be infinitely right, and I could be infinitely right. We're saying two opposite things, because there's no contradictions in the world of infinity. That sounded very deep, but I don't really know what I'm talking about. But I know the math. There are no contradictions in the world of infinity. The Hare Amitase Nelama, the Matse Hugaloi Borer, the Siagilo as a Nimsabatir, Babihirisba, Emla Tichla Vatachos. When you're getting the illumination or the enlightenment of Torah, there is no borders. There's no beginning, there's no end. But Siyar Shaltfisas Himtsai Klape Amitase. Uberach Mashal, the way to look at this, and this is why the Mekubalim called it this, Berach Mashal Kimalbush Laguf Hadaber. Lamashal Bamelach, like look, that's king of a king. There's a din, which is a din in the Rambam. Yesh din, Shain Royanoi say believe begotten. You're not allowed to see a king without his begotten. You know about the emperor that had no clothes. You're not allowed to see a king without his begotten. So if you go into the merchatz or the mikvah and you see a king, you got to go out. L'mashal b'melech yeshdin shein roinai sepli begadav v'chol adam gam king enoi mafia klapei chutz. It's true of all of us that the way we are presented to the outside world, ein roinai sepli begadav. Nobody sees me without my begadim. V'chol adam gam king enoi mafia klapei chutz rak levush begadav. Chazal put it this way, manim mechabdusa, clothes make the man. Your clothes are mechabed you. The abegadim is a covered adam. Ubederach mashal umlitza kishimadubar al kifloida yisbarach. When you talk about the covered of Hashem, klapi amitase on the lama zekim malbush. So we can get as far as the malbush. The most malbush that you're going to see is in Torah. Oilam nelam behechlet, completely hidden. Hine kan ba lefarish maimer chazal, shatara kadma la'olam. We know that everybody knows, we quote it all the time, that the Torah was created before the world was created. So I repeat, what does that usually mean to us? What it usually means to us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created some kind of a blueprint called Torah, And in the blueprint, he created the world. No. The world was, the Torah was created before the world means something different. The Torah was created before the world means that it was created before the world. Before there was Atzilus, Bria, Yitzir, and Asiya, there was Torah on top there. Hine kanbo lefarish maimer chazal sha'atara kadma lo'olam. Zedni kreitzo kamonim sha'asku besugiza o'ilomis ha'malbush. The commotion is bar. That's called ubedarke hagiloi heim. So in other words, Hashem created the clothing, so to speak, before he created the world. It was him, created his clothing, then created the world. Ubedarke hagiloi heim koitman l'chol davar v'heim. O'ilomis ha'tar. Sheshama behiris ha'yoyser gemura ad enoin mavadei v'nevar ma'at yoyser. I'll explain a little bit more. Now this next piece here, there's a lot to learn here. In the Seder of the Chumash, everybody noticed that when you read the Chumash, gracious, so it gets repeated again in Perek Gimel, I believe. Eila told the Shemayim Va'aretz. So you said gracious bar elokim as Shemayim Va'aretz, and then you get Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. And then Eila told us Shemayim Va'aretz, Behi Bara. So he says like this, Mi Bracious Ad V'yachulu Zesugis Yitziris Maisa Bracious. Umi Eila told us Shemayim Ad La'enei Kol Yisrael till the Torah is over, Zeh Hanhogas HaBriya Me'hachel from the beginning Ad Kola. So from Bracious, so Bracious starts with a base, yeah? So that's an easy way to remember. Why did the Gemara says, why doesn't it start with an Aleph? Because it doesn't include Aleph, Shekan Mali Oilam, Hashem, Shekan Mali Oilam. Bracious is Baruch Shem Arva Hoya Oilam. That's the first Bracious. Yerva Yiboyke Yom Rishvim Sheni, Yerva Yom Shlishi. That's the Bracious. Hanhugis Habriya, I'm sorry, Sugis Yitziris Maisa Bracious. That's how the world was created. Ome'ela told us Hashemayim ad la'enei kol Yisrael, which is the rest of the Torah, zan hagas habriya. That's how the world works. Me'hachel ad kol achkan medubar al sugi adin yosu. That's true, but we're talking about something much more adin. Al tchilas ha'yitzira shel briya, the yitzira itself of Bracious, v'edoksiva mishle ve'eya etzle amoyin da Torah ha'isa u'menasai shel ha'olam. Istakel baraisa ubara alma harei sheishkan eza sugya lifnei habracious hagoli lanu. There's something going on before the bracious. Vehu, what is that? Hu hauman shebehechrichu koidem lahaumnois. First, you have to have the craftsman kibyocho, and then you could have the craft. Does everyone understand this? In other words, in Yiddish it's called an oistruk. That from Ela told the Shemayim Va'aretz, Vihi Baram, until the end, you have the world itself and how it works according to the craft of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first days of Bracious, you have, we're talking about the Yetzirah Gufa. The Torah doesn't even begin with that. The Torah starts with the base. There's something before that, which is the Aleph. Lama Torah Nivra B'Beis. Zeh Ramuz Ba'ois Beis. Oh, he says that. Zeh Ramuz Ba'ois Beis the B'Bracious. That's why Bracious starts with the base. Kedisa b'chazal b'shul ha'tayra sh'nikra reishas ha'reisha ayakan mashu. Something is here sh'bishviloi niya ha'breishas v'chol ha'sugya zum remezes b'ois base. The oimek ha'sugya hu levar shel ein oim milvadoi. There is a place of ein oim milvadoi. U'bay lamas ha'tayra is a siya b'hirus. And that's that Torah. Reishas ha'gilui me'amitosai an'alama la b'ni'in so kulam. Yesham may ain amitase a dugma. Uklapi mashiesh acharka shame rak his bearam almitase sham who am ain amitase. Is everybody following me? Did I lose everybody with the long readings? Okay. Learning together this text. It's better.
Sure. Rav Haber, does that mean that the Torah, all that is in the Olam Atzilus? Because you are going, started with the Rega Malachim, Artzira, Serafim, the Kisa Kavod was Bria, this is now above, the Torah is Atzilus, or that's even above that?
It's above that. But the Torah is Miskala in the world of Atzilus, the Torah is Miskala in the world of Bria, in the world, mainly in the world of Bria, in the world of Yetzirah, in the world of Atzilus. But the Torah itself
is like Hashem.
Hashem? We said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Torah.
Right.
And the Malbush is what we can access, which is the bays from the Aleph. Uh-huh. Let's do a little bit more and then we'll close for the day. Yitzah B'Chazal. Lashon Torah Hu Miyasoid Hayra. The word Torah. The word Torah means Hora'ah, teaching. Ubipshut, simple pshat. Instruction manual. Ach ba'omek, but if you look at it deeper, Torah, huda'oiri, that which gives off light. Like we say in our language, to put light on the subject. So, the oiri madahavasasim bekad misa. The Torah is megala to you, it's a window into the world which just came before a chat. Torah. In other words, don't stop thinking about it as Mora, Mora, Hoira, Mora, Hoira. Think about it as light. And it's that visual of light, Oiraisa, Oiraisa Bekutcha Brichel Chadhu, he is one with his light. So that light is that which can reveal to us Mada Havasasim Bekad Misa. Shatayr Megala Mi Ein Haparsha Shaisestuma Hainu Amitas Amitas Analam Yatayra. Is busy revealing to us Amitas Hanalama, Kedugmas Lavush Hamagala Me'ein Mashiesh Bifnim, like a Lavush. Horatius is Noitzitzus Hame'ein Hazeh Huba Oisius HaTorah, where you will find this is in the letters of the Torah, the letters, Beis, Reish, Aleph, Shin, Yud, Tav. Achashinivna Sugis Hame'ein Amitas Haz Kol Eilama Shachar Zayin Noisim Hasber Ma'ala Me'ein Hazeh. Okay, I want to sum this up before we end because this can, you know, we can be flying in the air over here. See, now it's me talking. Come back down to earth. let's come back down to earth here for a second. How many people read, you know, the Parsha of Amor HaLakoyanim or Tazria or Metzora or Noach or Lech Lecha and see infinity in the sense that we are, you know, oh boy, we've reached above, we've gotten out of Asiya, we've gotten out of Yetzirah, out of Bria, we're even past Atzilus, and now by Ela told us Noach, somehow or another, we're really with the Malbush here. We're mamish seeing the Melech.
So quite the contrary.
What do you mean?
Well, the more I see those partios, the more profound the question becomes, what exactly is Hashem trying to show me here? What if, you know, if Torah learning is Hashem talking to me, what exactly is he saying here? I know that there's, you know, we have a concept of avoda, and I know that all those parshios are trying to help me extend into something, but the at a certain point where my intellect is holding, it just stops. It just, the hasaga just ends.
Right. So, yes. So this is, I believe, I don't know the answer. I struggle with the answer to that question. But I believe, first of all, that's the sugya that we're learning here. So we need to continue learning the sugya. But I believe that the struggle of learning Torah is to get from a Ben Chamesh Lemikra, who learns Torah, like Shlomo HaMelech talked to little kids and he talked to great philosophers. The struggle is to stop hearing it only as a little kid and get to Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid, as we said, to get through the Pardes. But I don't think that, by the way, necessarily means learning Kabbalah or learning every gematria or something like that. Also helpful because it gives you a different dimension. But I think it's possible to say that by learning things that seem very finite and kind of meditating them, mamish, like what does it mean, we could come to a place of infinity. Meaning, I think, you know, sof kol sof tera lo b'shamayim, meaning what we can understand. I really feel this, that, you know, sometimes you see a gra, or you hear somebody say something which, well, hits you as an MS. The MS doesn't have to be something, you know, with malachim flying around. The idea is to find that eternity in everything we learn. Do I know how to do it? It's a struggle. But every once in a while, we come to a place of nitzchias, of Torah. A certain insight which is infinite and gives us a whole different understanding. We've all seen levels and deeper levels and deeper levels, but this is something that it's good to know that a human being can come to. And it's not just by reading it, it's by learning it and meditating on it. And so I don't know if I'm answering my own question, but that's because I said I don't know the answer to my own question. But I do know that what we have over here is when we learn Torah, is access to infinity. And it could be, if we don't access it ever, even just a little bit, or if we don't try to access it, we're missing the point to a certain extent. We got stuck in first grade.
Could it be something also that when we do Shnei Mikrim Targum, we have a different experience than we have learning a Blat Gemara?
Yeah.
And
when you have a Blat Gemara, it's a different experience when you learn a Tosfos, right? So the Amelus B'Tayra, the Shema, can bring people to very, very deep understandings of everything in life. To the extent that we learn it properly and we learn Lishma, we can really begin to have, you know, I just want to say something like.
But is there something the other way as well, of seeing the osios in Chumash of Shnei Mikra also gives us something that maybe not on the,
it could be,
you know, Mashava level that we're trying to get that insight that inspires, that gives us a deeper thing that just
I want to tell you what I think lately. I'm thinking a lot. You can hear 10 doctors, for instance, tell you the facts, 10 scientists tell you the facts, let's say about corona or about what's missing. What's missing is everybody looks at charts and everybody's making predictions and everybody's looking at different models, but nobody yet, as far as I know, has a sort of the correct insight into this virus. I'm just using it as an example, to therefore understand A, how it's going to behave, and certainly not to understand what does Hashem want from us. I'm always looking for people. You know, sometimes I can learn something my whole life, whether it's Gemara or whether it's even something secular. And then when you talk to somebody who has insight, so all of a sudden, boom, the lights went on. And there's a second of infinity there. So I think that, like, to learn with insight, first step, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid. Today, all I say now, I'm over time, but all I say now is that the Chiddush of the Malbush Hanela is that, make no mistake, you know, we can do whatever we want with this Malbush. You know, we can use it for whatever we want. We can use it as a shmata. But the access to the Malbush Anelam is having access to infinity. And it requires a lot of your Shemayim and a lot of Machshov and a lot of Asmod. But it's access to infinity. Okay, I'd like to continue with this with the Ramchal on Thursday. May you all have a good Tzvach, Bracha V'Hatzlacha.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rabbi. Have a good day.
I know that today is not the day to answer it, but I just want to plant the seed that, like, there's somewhere the principle of Mashal Chofetz Libay seems to me relevant. Like, you know, in a person's Torah learning, it's not just the subject, but it's where his interest is. But maybe there's that plays a role in this as well, in our ability to somehow increase the probability that we'll have more of those moments of infinity throughout our lives.
If we're in our chelik of Torah.
If we're in our chelik.
Okay. That in itself is an infinite idea.
So it,
that there's a certain, see, it's almost a contradiction in terms of there's a certain part of infinity. Well, if it's infinity, it doesn't have parts, but there's a certain part of infinity that we personally, every one of us differently, can understand. And I think that is part of it, because you know, and you know, everybody has a certain insight that they can bring. The same Chalkeinu
b'Sarasecha. Yeah, that's I was responding to that instinct in myself, because there's you know, I think this is a sugya for each individual throughout their life, and because I think we could easily get swayed by what the culture tells us that we should be learning. And again, not that there's anything wrong with that, because all Torah learning is beautiful and wonderful. But I personally am trying to figure out what Mashal Chofetz Libo means.
Yeah, but one thing is for sure, though, and I'll make this mistake, that it's not just like what fits with my brain more. But, I mean, that's for sure part of it. But it's like you have to really get a glimpse of everything before you can zero in on, you know what, I have a certain, because of my life experiences, because of my the way I was created, and where I live, I have a certain insight into this. But Torah has to be learned in totality, and then you zero into the part which is my contribution to make, which is an important idea.